This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Before the Affordable Care Act, Americans with pre-existing conditions faced a tough time getting and paying for health insurance. Today, under the ACA, people can't be charged more for those pre-existing conditions. But that could change. Republicans are still looking for a way to repeal and replace the health law. A new amendment would give some power to states, letting them decide whether insurers can charge people with pre-existing conditions more. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace Places Dan Gorenstein plays it out for us.
How bad could things be back in the day if you had a pre-existing condition? Pretty bad, says Georgetown's Sabrina Corlett.
We know before the Affordable Care Act that the premiums charged to sicker people could be as much as 9 times that would be charged to a younger person.
One thing lots of people like about Obamacare is that insurers can't do that anymore. Today, companies can only base premiums on your age, whether you smoke, where you live, and family size. But under this latest amendment, if states wanted, insurers could charge higher premiums on the sick if they lost coverage and didn't re-up within 2 months. But here's what people must remember.
This does not turn back the clock. This is not going back to the pre-ACA days.
That's Chris Condolucci, an attorney and former Senate staffer. Condolucci says the point is less to penalize people than it is to encourage them to remain insured. Easier said than done, says Georgetown's Corlett, especially since the Republican bill offers much skimpier subsidies to help people buy coverage in the first place.
These are folks who may not be able to hang on to their insurance, and when they try to get back into the market, they will be priced out.
Congressional Republicans understand that's a real risk. That's why they've required states to establish some kind of high-risk pool to help cover people's insurance costs. But historically, high-risk pools covered a fraction of people with pre-existing conditions and were chronically underfunded. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.